It was good. Things were helpless, so
that was good. And hopefully good things were accomplished. So we'll
see the final outcome of that. So let's see. Lyrics for today. I was looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. For I deliver to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4. Let me turn it back over to you, Gene, and see if you got a copy. And thanks for beaming along there, Roland. WB0AKV, backing up.
Okay, WB0AKV in the Arnett, AA2RMS, you copy me okay, Rich? Over.
I'm faded a little bit, so I got everything here, Roland, why don't you go ahead with them, over.
Okay, very good, Rich. Dean has kind of lost you in QSB there. How copy me at this time, over?
Yeah, will do, and I posted it in the chat room for you there, that for I delivered unto you, first of all, that which also I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture. And 1 Corinthians 15, verse 4 reads, and that he was buried, and that he hath been raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. So there you go. That's yours up on the air. And shared with everyone there, the great assemble the multitude here today of about 8 people, 73s and 99, and take the rest of the weekend off. And if anyone asks you, tell them I said so. Over.
Roger that. I appreciate that. And I will let them know that you insist. So sounds great to me. Thank you, Roland. And, so good luck with the hip thing. I think you said that was on the 20-something there. But hope that goes well for you. I know my mother-in-law got two back knees replaced. I often tease her that it's hard to dance with 3 knees, but she had both knees replaced, fairly close together, and just did feel the difference on the ability to get around and enjoy life. And then one of them came loose, so they had to redo that. But even still, it gave her a new lease on life. So hopefully the hip bar will do the same for you there, Roland. WB0AKV.
Yeah, it's amazing how they can just put spare parts in us now, right? They are permanent pretty much. They're titanium or whatever. No, I'm only getting a consultation on the 20th of November. It's just a consultation. And I think that's when they do all the paperwork and do all the measurements and all that sort of thing. And from that moment on, then you sign for the surgery. And you're going to start climbing up the list. The same goes for cataract removals. I'm on the list for surgery on the eyes and that. But like she said, that could be down the road 8-9 months. So there's a backup on a lot of stuff here to get this done. However, other than that, we're still got good vision and I'm able to see the screen. So, hey, life is good. All right, Rich, 73 and 99 to you and Kirsten, and have a nice relaxing weekend together, over.
Roger. Thanks again, Roland. Thanks for the relay, and thank you, Dean, for doing net control for the second half here. And Roland, really appreciate you sticking around and helping him out all the time. So very, very appreciated. 73 and 99 to both you guys, and good luck to all of us. WB0AKV, I'll be clear.
Okay, Rich, WD0AKV in the RFSEC, V2RFS. Rich, are you hearing me now? Over.
Roger, yeah, you've come up quite a bit there, Dean, so hearing you a lot better, over.
Okay, well, I wanted to thank you for your work there in Alaska, and while you were up there, did you see any snow? They were getting snow in certain places. Were you there where there was some snow or not?
There was no snow where I was working, but we could see snow-capped mountains, and the snow-caps were kind of creeping down. On our flight out, the snow-caps were a lot lower than what they were when we came in. It was mostly just cold rain right where we were there trying to work doing the work there in the cold rain. So it wasn't too bad. It was funny, overnight lows were higher there than they were back here at home, but the highs for the day were higher back here at home than they were there. So it was fairly decent weather for the middle of November in Alaska, so I was very happy with that. Back to you, Dean, over.
Roger, it's okay, very good. Yeah, it's very picturesque when you get the snow-capped mountains there and sun shining against it, bright and beautiful. Well, thanks again, Rich. Have a good weekend and week ahead, and we'll catch you later. WD0AKV and the Arnett KA2RMS. Go ahead, Roland.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I'm just sitting here relaxing myself and moving back and forth. And when I do it, my hip clicks. It's kind of like a loose ball joint in a car when you go around the corner. So I'll be glad to get this thing taken care of. Anyway, that's it. Okay, well, we're looking for more check-ins there. Rich, did you put out a call for check-ins? Over.
I could do that for you. Anybody need to relay you into the arms net this morning? Over. I believe that was Bernie in a KBL. What was the prefix on that? Over. Okay, W6KBL, and I didn't catch your name there. You got a copy of him, on him, Roland? Over.
I think that might be Dennis, is it?
Yeah, W6KBL. I believe that is Dennis in California, yes. Do you have a copy of him, Roland?
I'm just bringing up an SDR on the antenna on the beam. It wasn't quite so good. Are you able to copy him, Dean? Over.
Negative. No copy here. KA2RMS.
Okay, Dennis, net control in Arizona is not hearing you. Let me get an SDR up here, and I will attempt to get you in because we're at the bottom of the list, and it would be your turn. Over. Do you have a copy on him, Rich? Okay, Rich, thank you so much for getting Dennis in there and sharing John 8:24, and I posted it in the chat room, and say 73 and 99 from myself and Dean, over.
Roger, roger. 86 KBL, and Dean, net control, post passenger readings on Dean, 73 and 99. And you have a great day. WB0ATV. All right. Back to you, Dean. WB0ATV.
Okay. Thank you, Rich. WB0ATV and Yarn.
Okay, very good. That's good. We pulled it off, a three-way relay. How do you like that? A three-way relay. And I brought up KFS machine over there in the California coast, and I was hearing you both there, but I didn't get a chance to hear if I was able to hear Dennis there or not, Rich. But thanks for hanging in here with us a little bit, and playing a little radio, over.
Glad to help out. I'll just come in for a little bit, then I'll pop over to the Saturn Nest. So I'll be here for a few more minutes. WB0ATV, stand by.
Okay, very good. Back to you, Dean.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that's what you call a relay to the relay, I guess. This is KA2RMS, the Arms Christian Fellowship Net. Any other check-ins? We've got about 15 minutes of that time left for today. Call KA2RMS. All quiet here. Roland gives a try, and then have Rich give a last call before he leaves, over.
Yeah, very good. You're still 5 and 7 here, and over in the KFS machine on the California coast, you're also 5 and 7. You're putting out a pretty good signal today. This is the Amateur Radio Missionary Service net, and Christian Fellowship on the air for another 15 minutes, and we're taking check-ins, and I'm acting as a relay station today. Please call me Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Alpha.
Kilo 5,
Mike Hotel Charlie.
Kilo 5, Mike Hotel Charlie. Roger, from El Paso, Texas. Good morning, gentlemen.
Okay, very good. What's the name, over?